The Great Train Robbery, Disc 3.
Elizabeth Trent was not called as a witness at the trial of Pierce, out of deference to her finer sensibilities. She was of medium height, rather darker in complexion than was the fashion, and her features were, in the words of one observer, regular enough without being what one might call pretty. Then, as now, journalists were inclined to exaggerate the beauty of any woman involved in a scandalous event, so that the absence of compliments about Miss Trent's appearance probably implies an unfortunate aspect. She apparently had few suitors, save for those openly ambitious fellows eager to marry a banker's daughter, and these she staunchly rejected, with her father's undoubtedly mixed blessings. But she must surely have been impressed with Pierce, that dashing, intrepid, fine figure of a man with charm to burn. By all accounts, Pierce was equally impressed by the young lady. A servant's testimony records their initial meeting, which reads as if it came from the pages of a Victorian novel. Mr. Pierce was taking tea on the rear lawn with Mr. Trent and Mrs. Trent, an acknowledged beauty of the town. They watched as bricklayers in the backyard patiently erected a ruined building, while nearby a gardener planted picturesque weeds. This was the last gasp of a nearly 100-year English fascination with ruins. They were still so fashionable that everyone who could afford a decent ruin installed one on his grounds. Pierce watched the workmen for a while. "What is it to be?" he inquired.
"We thought a watermill," Mrs. Trent said. "It will be so delightful, especially if there is the rusted curve of the water-wheel itself. Don't you think so?"
"We are building the rusted wheel at a goodly expense," Mr. Trent grumbled.
"It is being constructed of previously rusted metal, saving us a good deal of bother," Mrs. Trent added. "But, of course, we must wait for the weeds to grow up around the site before it takes on the proper appearance."
At that moment, Elizabeth arrived, wearing white crinoline.
"Ah, my darling daughter," Mr. Trent said, rising, and Mr. Pierce rose with him. "May I present Mr. Edward Pierce, my daughter Elizabeth?"
"I confess I did not know you had a daughter," Pierce said. He bowed deeply at the waist, took her hand and seemed about to kiss it, but hesitated. He appeared greatly flustered by the young woman's arrival on the scene.
"Miss Trent," he said, releasing her hand awkwardly, "you take me quite by surprise."